Good morning, everybody. Today, this Sunday, we're going to study in this class. I gave it the title, Do Your Best, Don't Give Up. And we are going to study a very interesting story that opens up the past to bless our present and to project our future. Let's read, open your Bibles there, and let's read 2 Kings chapter 13, verses 14 to 19. And the word of God says, Now Elisha had been suffering from the illness from which he died. Jehoash, king of Israel, went down to see him and wept over him. My father, he cried, the chariots and horsemen of Israel. Elisha said, Get a bow and some arrows. And he did so. Take the bow in your hands, he said to the king of Israel. When he had taken it, Elisha put his hands on the king's hands. Open the east window, he said. And he opened it. Shoot, Elisha said. And he shot. The Lord's arrow of victory, the arrow of victory over Aram, Elisha declared. You will completely destroy the Arameans at Aphek. Then he said, Take the arrows. And the king took them. Elisha told him, Strike the ground. He struck it three times and stopped. The man of God was angry with him and said, You should have struck the ground five or six times. Then you would have defeated Aram, completely destroyed it. But now you will defeat it only three times. Let's put this story in context. There were two contemporary kings with this name, one in Israel and the other one in Judah. This Jehoash here was the king of Israel almost 800 years before Christ. His name is powerful. It means Yahweh has given. It seems that he forgot what his name meant. Sometimes we also forget that when we become new creatures, we are given a name with a powerful meaning, children of God. Well, we see this king going to see Elisha, the prophet of God. Jehoash was terribly fearful and desperate. He knew Elisha was very sick and was probably going to pass away. He knew only God could help him. And the prophet was his connection to God. Every time I think we didn't live at that time, I'm so grateful because now we can go directly to the throne of God. And the Holy Spirit is the best prophet you and I have to hear the Lord's voice. We know Elisha was really near to die. You know, some people say that Christians die peacefully while sleeping, but that's not true. Christians also get sick, can be in pain many times as Elisha, and die. Yes, Jesus is our healer, but when we get sick, we should never feel guilty or doubt about the endless love of God. Well, here we have the king crying and asking the prophet because Aram, or Syria in other versions, was going to attack, and even when he didn't have a relationship with God, he knew what the power of God could do. The king recognized there was a supernatural power and manifestation of God in the prophet. But his greeting was a lament. My father, those are words that the same Elisha had said when Elijah went up to heaven in a whirlwind, but their motivations were completely different. Elijah gave him instructions, and as you can see in the passage, he obeyed. He was asked to take a bow and some arrows, and he did so. Then, once he took the bow in his hands, you can notice that the prophet put his own hands on the king's hands. This moves my heart. Elisha was sick, but he always did what he was called to do, to give prophecies. All of us had been called to do something. We were given a gift, or more than one, but sometimes we feel so overwhelmed by our circumstances that we tend to forget that we have to do what we were asked to do. Are you a teacher? Teach. Are you a singer? Sing. Are you breathing? Praise. Elisha put his hands on the king's hands. That meant he was backing up the king, and God was going to make a way for him to destroy his enemies. Today, in the middle of whatever is happening to us or around us, our Lord has his hands on ours. David said in Psalms 18, "He trains my hands for battle. My arms can bend a bow of bronze, and your right hand sustains me." Remember the fight against the Amalekites? Exodus 17, verse 11 says, "As long as Moses held up his hands, the Israelites were winning. But whenever he lowered his hands, the Amalekites were winning." So let's not put our hands down, but lift them up to our Father. And if we get tired, as all human beings, look for our brothers and sisters, so that as Moses, our hands remain steady till the battle is over. Who do you think was over David's hands when he killed the giant? And you know, when our pastor puts her hands on us, God himself has his hands on hers. And let me tell you, when a real Christian uses his or her hands to pray for others, God is transferring his power. But be careful. Don't let anybody to put hands on you. Well, let's continue with this interesting story. The prophet asked the king to open the east window and shoot. He did it. The east was where the enemies lived. But the east has many meanings. There was a prayer door to the east of the temple. There is a golden door in Israel where Jesus will use to enter in his second coming. The east is also where the sun rises, so it's a symbol, among others, of the presence of and glory of God. Remember Daniel? He used to pray in an upstairs room where the windows opened toward Jerusalem. 3 times a day he opened the window, got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to God. Daniel 6, verse 10. But this is a topic for another class. Back to our passage. Open the window is to point to the place where your enemies are. It means to direct your arrows toward the enemy. The king did that, and the prophet said. The prophet was excited, and he said, "The Lord's arrow of victory, the arrow of victory over Aram, you will completely destroy the Arameans at Aphek." That's what he wanted for the king, for Israel, and what God had told him. However, the king had to do a second part, his second part. There's always a part God does, and the one we must do. And when it comes to us, it's when things may not be the way God planned. It is when we don't make an effort to do our best. We may obey as the king did, but not with the decision and the will and the passion our task requires. Why do we need to do everything with excellence? Because our Lord deserves it, because he is the king and we are his servants, slaves for love. I think, this is my personal opinion, and I think that there are 3 forms of obedience. Number one, when it is a must. For example, a traffic light. We stop when the light is red, because if we don't obey our laws, you know, there's punishment. Number two, we obey when we expect some retribution. For example, when children obey to get a prize. And number three, when we are willing to obey with gratitude and joy, as when we love and want to serve the person or institution that demands obedience. The king obeyed because he wanted to be saved from the enemy. But when the next order came, he was so focused on his worries, on his circumstances, that he didn't make any effort to do the best. He heard the prophet say he will completely destroy his enemies. Notwithstanding this, he continued thinking about his enemies and not about the Almighty God, who always remains faithful to his promises. When the prophet said, "Strike the ground," that did not mean to hit the ground with the arrows. It meant to throw arrows through the window with no specific target, but to hit the ground. Not even the prophet knew how many times the king was going to throw arrows. When the king threw just 3, the prophet got very angry. He expected the king to continue shooting as if he were hitting the enemies of Israel. But the king made a small effort and stopped before time. Isn't this a great lesson to us? When God tells us to do something, He expects us to do our best to multiply our talents, our bags of gold. God never expects us to quit. Now, what arrows can we throw today? The most powerful are prayers. Yes, prayers. Arrow prayers can completely destroy those enemies you and I are facing today. Let's not give up. Let's continue throwing our arrows one after another one. Let's not dismay. You know your arrows will always go farther than where you are. God Himself will hold your hands. As long as you keep shooting your prayers, they will be powerful and effective. And the word says, all your prayers go directly to God. And more than that, they, as a boomerang, come back with answers, blessings, and victory. This is not an invention of mine. It is the word of God. And to finish, I want to encourage you to keep on shooting your prayers for you and for your church family. They'll come back to you with the richest heavenly blessings our Lord has for His children. May the Lord help us do our best.